All right, I'm not Jeff K, but you are listening to episode 37 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. All right, as I'm sure you could tell, I am not Jeff K. My name is K. Thomas Zipperer. I also go by Zip. I'm a writer and a podcaster over at the No Redeeming Qualities podcast. And I know Jeff K. because I'm the one who edits every episode of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. And I also edited every episode of the Jeff K. show. So technically, I'm kind of like his number one fan. I've listened to literally every millisecond of podcast action that he has recorded. Now, he's out of town for the week, and I, as I record this, I cannot remember where, but it involves baseball, something like that. It usually involves baseball with him. And he logistically couldn't figure out how he was going to get this Patreon episode recorded and released and all that jazz. So I said, well, how about you enjoy your vacation, and I'll hop on the mic, and I'll give it a try. Because like when I was a kid, I used to always think it was so cool that they would let people be like guest hosts for David Letterman and Jay Leno. Johnny Carson was a little bit before my time, but I know he did it too. And I always thought that was cool. Like, you know, you can just go be the host of the late show for the night. It also kind of tells you something about how I view myself, especially as a child, because like the most I aspired to was to be the guest host on something successful. So I guess maybe a Patreon-only episode of a blog podcast isn't, you know, it's not quite the Tonight Show, but it'll do. Anyway, Jeff's out of town. He needed somebody to cover for him, so here I am. And I was thinking, like, oh, I'll come out here and I'll just fucking freeball it, you know, and just wing it and see what happens. But Jeff wanted me to talk about vacations, because on account of the fact that he's on one, and I guess summer's kind of winding up. So I thought, what's the best way to tell a vacation story? And I thought, well, let's just fill all the four quadrants of the kind of vacations you can have, generally speaking. You've got trips that you look forward to that you think will be great, that turn out great. You've got trips that you think are going to be great that turn out to be shitty. You've got trips that you think will suck that turn out to be great. And then you have trips that you think will suck, and lo and behold, they suck. So I thought I'll walk us through four vacations that I've been on that meet all four of those, you know, fill that whole quadrant in. We'll start with the easy one. Good vacation that you thought would turn out well. Not a whole lot of, like, funny anything to talk about, because it was my grandparents took me and a cousin on a cruise when we were, like, freshmen in high school, and I was super excited for it, and I thought it was going to be this great time. I'd never been on a cruise, and lo and behold, it was. It was just a great trip. Like, I mean, it was nothing. The funniest thing I remember happening on it was I met these other teenagers that were Brazilian, so they spoke Portuguese, and they spoke just enough English for us to communicate. And one of the kids was trying to tell us that he had mooned somebody. I don't even remember why we were swapping stories like this, but he was trying to say the time he had mooned somebody, but he didn't know what the word in English was, so he referred to it as he forced his ass upon someone. And I thought that was like the funniest fucking thing I had ever heard. And that was a long time ago. And I still, whenever I even think about mooning or anything like that, I just think like, yeah, he forced his ass upon him. So yeah, if you've never been on a cruise, I'm not going to sit here and tell you all the great things. Like I'm some kind of travel agent. But yeah, cruises, great vacation. Stay on the boat. Anyway, what would be next? So next is a good vacation that turned out to be bad. So this one, every week I host a podcast called No Redeeming Qualities. Comes out Monday morning. You can find it at nrqpodcast.com and anywhere else podcasts are found. I host it with my best friend and writing partner, and his name's Bob. And we and him go way back. We met in high school and stayed in touch, you know, all of our, you know, lives. We're in our early 30s now. But anyway, when we were freshmen in college, we finally got to the point where we realized we were like, oh, we can go anywhere we want. Like, we can just get in the car and leave without really asking anybody because we're both 18. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like an interesting concept. So we got in the car and we were like, let's go do let's go up and down Highway 35, which in Texas has got a lot of college towns that, you know, if you just kind of go north up it, you can hit Texas State, University of Texas, Baylor, all this crap. So we were like, let's go and we'll just like crash at people's places. And we'll just do this kind of this road trip through college town, Texas, and then come back. And in our heads, you know, it was a great idea. Well, right out of the gate, Bob's SUV had no air conditioning. The air conditioner broke. And this is like the beginning of June in East and Central Texas. So it is hot as fuck. Like, and he had a black car. He had a black car with no air conditioning. So we were both driving like Ace Ventura everywhere we went. I mean, and I'm super pale. And one thing I have to draw the line at is like, unless I'm swimming in a pool or something to that effect, I don't put sunscreen on. Like, so sitting in an SUV with the windows down, I'm getting burned in one of my arms, and I'm like, I am not putting sunscreen on. I don't know. That weird tangent. But anyway, so we go from town to town, and honestly, the first half of the trip turned out pretty great. Like, it was the ideal road trip, no drama, nothing like that. Well, then we hit Austin, Texas, and Bob and I both had kind of like flings. Like, fuck, like, not quite a fuck buddy, but not quite a girlfriend. But we both had one of those in Austin. So let's go get breakfast, and then you can drop me off at her house. You go to your girl's house. We'll have sex all day. And then around dinner time, you can come pick me up in your fucking hot oven car, and then we'll leave. And so he drops me off at girlfriend, I guess I'll just call her girlfriend, my girlfriend's apartment, and she lived with like her older sister. And so I you know, it's like 10:30 in the morning, and so I wanted to get laid, but her sister's there, it's early in the morning, so I end up watching fucking Galaxy Quest on the couch with her and her older sister. And so I'm thinking like, okay, I know her sister's leaving in like a couple hours, and then we're gonna have a couple hours to bone, and then Bob will come get me and we'll go on our merry way. So as I'm sitting there watching Galaxy Quest, it's, I'd only been over there for a couple hours and my phone starts ringing and it's Bob, and just kind of like gut instinct. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you just feel it in your bones, I'm like, he fucked up. He fucked something up and he's going to try and play stupid. Like, hey, let's get on the road and go to College Station now, 'cause I fucked up. And so I ignore the call. He calls immediately again. And I'm like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Like, he obviously is trying to get in touch with me. And so I pick up the phone and I hit accept or whatever that button, you know, when it was a physical button, I hit talk or whatever. And for some reason, you know how sometimes if you're on the phone with somebody, it's just loud, not on speakerphone. It's just like the way the sound frequencies come out of the top. It's just crisp and everyone in the room could hear it. And so I click talk and all I hear is Bob scream, I have butthole problems, Zip. Literal butthole problems, like screams at. And I just go, oh, and I just turn it off. And so my girlfriend and her sister heard that, so they're giving me the craziest look, and I'm like, I don't know, he's probably drunk. And so he's just kind of blowing my phone up. I finally step out, I call him, and I'm like, what did you do? And so he's like, I have to explain later, but like, I'm ready to go, let's go. And I'm like, no, like, dude, we still have like 6 hours. I haven't even busted a nut yet. It's not my problem that you did something stupid somehow involving a butthole, hers or yours, I don't know, I don't care. I have to go finish Galaxy Quest. I'll call you in a couple hours. And he's like, oh, come on, man. And I hang up. And so I give him the benefit of the doubt where it's like we were supposed to meet up at 7 and it's 4. I've already had sex. Her sister had left. We had sex. I just was kind of like, okay, I'll call him. Well, it turns out he had been in the parking lot of the apartment complex the whole time and didn't say anything. And so I finally like said goodbye and I left, and he was just, he looked like he was about to die, and he was reading, like, he was like trying to read the newspaper inside this black SUV in the middle of a parking lot in the middle of summer. I really have no, and he was, he had his shirt off, and I don't know. It was an odd choice, and he had I thought he could go to a Starbucks or he could sit in a Burger King, but I don't know. I really don't know what his game plan was. And so it turns out, essentially, he when he was having sex with his fling, he missed his port of entry, and it was not welcome, and it was not anything she was interested in, and it made her so mad that she threw him out. Now, the thing about Bob, do I think that story is true? Yes. I don't think he made any of that up. I think he left something out. I think something else happened. I don't know what. It's your speculation. But, yeah, he poked her butt with his dick and got thrown out, and so he had to sit in a hot oven car for a couple hours in a parking lot. And actually, the rest of the trip was pretty good, too. It was just that kind of, that really threw a huge loop in it, because he was mad at me, and I really wasn't even mad at him. I'm like, you did this to yourself. But anyway, that was a good trip that turned out to be less than perfect. But now the fun ones. The trips I went into thinking, this is a bad idea. Like, this is either something I don't want to do, or it's a stupid idea. And so first we'll talk about the bad trip that turned out to be good. So I'm in high school, somewhere in there. And I had a friend who had older brothers, and we all played on a rugby team together. I know it's random, but we'd known each other for years. Well, these kids were older than me, so they had graduated high school and they were in college. So, you know, they're doing their own thing. But anyway, we find out they're all going to go from Houston to San Antonio in the middle of August to see Ozzfest. And my friend, who's my age, is going with them, and he's like, well, you got to ask. And I'm like, my mother is never in a million fucking years going to let me get in a truck with those idiots, because she knew who they were. You know, they were like the older bad influence kids. I was like, there is no way in hell she is going to let me get in a fucking car with them, drive all the way to San Antonio, go to this heavy metal all day heavy metal concert, and then like sleep in Austin and then drive back. Like, I was like 14 or 15. I'm like, there is no way. And somehow she did. Maybe she didn't understand the trip. I also lied to her and told her that Bob from the first story was coming. And she was like, oh, well, if Bob's mom said yes, then it's probably, so now that I think about it, it might've been that. But, anyway, I'm on this road trip to go to Ozzfest. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is not a good idea. And that's something that I've done a lot in my life, where I'm just like, this is not something I should be doing. But I either think it's going to be fun and the fun will outweigh the shittiness, or I think it's going to be a good story. And so actually this particular case did not apply to this particular case, because I mean, you know, when you're like 14 and you find out like, oh my God, I'm going to go on a road trip with, you know, like college sophomores that might have like dirt weed and maybe have like shitty beer, and we're going to go to Ozzfest. And so I was pretty excited, but some things that we didn't think about. First off, it's August. Ozzfest is an outdoor event. We didn't have fucking debit cards or credit cards or anything like that, so you're carrying cash around. I'd never been to a concert like this, so I brought like $30. Well, we learned really quickly that buys you like three fucking Gatorades. And I'm at an all-day event with moshing, and it's like, you know, like the middle of August, so it's the hottest fucking time of year. And because heavy metal fans are so fucking shitty, it's so fucking destructive, they took down anything that was a shade caster. So anything you could climb on and jump off of, or climb on and knock down, they got rid of. So there was literally no shade, and you couldn't bring an umbrella. Not that I would have done that, but that was like an idea I had at the time. I was like, I should have brought an umbrella. And it was like, you couldn't even, I guess people hit each other with them or open them up in the mosh pit. I don't know. But I'm getting heat exhaustion. And you like I just never had experienced this level of fucking heat. There is no shade. It's hot as fuck. There's no shade. I have no money. You can't leave Ozfest because like where the venue was in San Antonio was like not in San Antonio. It was out in like the sticks. So I couldn't even just like leave on foot. Like I would have been stranded on the highway. So I am what I am now in retrospect. Like I'm having heat exhaustion, you know, and so I end up like I'm tripping balls. I'm looking for people who aren't even at the fucking concert. I end up passing out in some grass because the only place there was shade was the porta potty and with big long lines. So if you were willing to sit in a literal stinking, steamy, hot porta potty filled with actual piss and shit, like literal shit that was baking like a weird shit oven, then you were just baking alive in the sun like you were in the Sahara Desert. So I finally just pass out. I think I'm going to die. Like, not the mosh pit, not the reckless road trip up there, which they, you know, the college kids drove so crazy that there were a couple times I thought like I was going to throw up because they were like doing these like swerves on the highway to scare me and all kinds of shit. And it worked. But I'm thinking like, I'm going to die. Like, this is it. And so I come to and there's this big black guy wakes me up and he's got a bunch of water bottles and he tells me you need to drink this. And I'm like, and he's like, no, like you need to drink it like right now, like while I'm standing here. And I'm thinking like, who the fuck is this dude? You know? And I'm not arguing because I couldn't find any fucking water. And so I start drinking it and I notice that there's a whole bunch of people. And so what I found out afterwards was the fire department came out because there were so many heat casualties that they came out with like water bottles. And so they were literally finding people like me and making us drink water. It was actually pretty cool. Like I thought that was really stand-up-ish of them. I guess it was probably easier for them. They probably thought, let's go to Sam's Club and buy a whole bunch of water bottles and hydrate these stupid metalheads because that's going to be easier than having to put thermometers up all their butts if they pass out from heat exhaustion so you can take their temperature. They thought I don't know if that was exactly the logic, but it was something like that. And they actually brought the truck down and sprayed everybody with the hose, which normally has a kind of a riot breaking feel to it, but it was like the best. It was the best sensation in the world, just getting hit with a fire hose. And the concert itself was awesome. It was Ozzy's like first time doing Ozfest again. He had taken like a break for a couple years, and so he had come back. Plus, he was in San Antonio, which if anybody knows Ozzy, his history was San Antonio. So it was great. You know, he was so fucking old. Even then, this was like 10, 15 years ago, he was so fucking old that he only headlined the second stage, which is like in a parking lot, and he didn't even headline it. He was the penultimate guy to go up after he went up before Black Label Society. And outside of the near-death experience, once I got some water in my system, and my friends did too, and the sun went down, and the rest of the concert was at nighttime, It turned out to just be a great time because like we went to like Taco Bell right after, and then I think we tried to like float the river the next morning, and then we drove home. Like, I don't know. Like, I went into a thing and this is going to be a complete shit show. I graced by possibly dying, and made it. And so it was good. It was a good time. All right, and now the final one. A bad idea trip that turned out to actually be a bad idea. Now, this one actually has adult supervision. I was, because we saw Phantom Menace on this trip, so it had to be 1999. Weird thing you remember, huh? I'm 10 or 11 years old, and my dad is like, I want to go get a beach house on Galveston, if you're not familiar with Texas, Galveston is like, it's like the closest thing to the beach town that we have. It's a dirty, gross island town with dirty chocolate milk water and bull sharks and diseases. And I love Galveston. I was stationed there, so I've spent a ton of time there, but it is kind of a trash hole. But anyway, my dad's like, me and my idiot friends are going to go get a beach house on Memorial Day weekend. And it's like, Dad, you're 50 and your friends are 50 and it's Memorial Day weekend at Galveston. It's going to be nothing but college kids. He wanted to do it. And so he also insisted on taking his kids, which was the other weird thing, because it was like, you're an old man by these college kid standards. You're going to go get a beach house amongst them and also bring young children with you. And so he did. And it wasn't necessarily that the trip was bad. It was just clearly my dad didn't want to bring the kids, and I think he just found himself having to, and he didn't want to cancel his trip. But all in all, it wasn't a bad trip. It was just obvious. It was an adult trip, and so it's a lot of like, hey, we're going to do shots and play cards. Well, what am I going to do? Well, you can play your Game Boy by yourself. Okay, fine. Can I go down to the beach? No, all the college kids are partying. Oh, great. But anyway, one of the days we're there, he takes me down to the beach, and we're walking. And I think this might actually been like Memorial Day or the Sunday, so it's fucking crazy. And we're walking down the beach, and I see this woman. And you know, when you're a little kid, it's hard to gauge how old somebody is. So this girl might have been 18. She might have been 32. I have no idea. But she sees me and my dad and his old man friends and me, and she flashes us. And she had some just giant swinging titties. I mean, just gigantic. And she flashes us, and I'm looking, and I'm just like my eye, like, awooga! Like, I mean, it was like, fuck, like, what the hell? And my dad is even just like, oh my God, you know? Because it's like bad enough that you're like, I'm going to go flash the old men and the little boy. You also have to have giant knockers while you do it. And so my dad's like, don't look good. Don't look. Don't worry about that. And then she does it a couple more times because she's like in the back of a truck and we're all walking. And it was just like, so my dad had to do the, and then he took me to see Phantom Menace. And so, yeah, it was a weird weekend. I love any of the time I got to spend with my dad, but it was definitely one of those, like, this was supposed to be for the boys, but I guess I'll bring the actual boy because I guess my mom wouldn't let me stay at home. But anyway, well, there you go. That's four trips for four different vacations that covered all kinds of different spectrums there. You know what? Before I wrap this up, I want to bring something back. So you know what? You know what time it is. Jeff K's Whistle Dick of the Week. I hope everybody likes that little jingle. You know why? Because it's me. But anyway, my whistle dick for the week is I work on Fiverr and some other freelance websites. It's how I find it's how people find me to pay me to edit their podcasts. It's how Jeff K found me. I also do some other stuff, one of which is voice work. And so I get this message from this guy, and he goes, would you be willing to do a role that involves some vulgarities, some swear words, and some sexual terms? And I'm like, well, sure, like, because it's not me saying it. It's either I'm doing like a commercial and I'm saying it. And immediately I was like, okay, this isn't like a commercial or anything, because like, what commercial would have words like? Anyway, I'm like, sure, you know, because it's not me, it's the character I'm portraying that would be saying these vulgar or sexist things. And so I did have a red flag, though, in that he didn't tell me what the project was. And so I'm like, okay. And so my suspicion was, I thought, is this going to be like a romance novel audiobook? Because if you'll pay, I'll do it. But I don't think I want to, and I don't think I have the sexiest voice that a woman wants to like rub herself to while she listens to. Anyway, I also thought, well, maybe this is some weird sex video game. I don't know. I was like, I'm curious. Well, it turns out it wasn't anything. It wasn't a project. He wanted it because his wife and him found my profile and listened to the voice, and his wife thought my voice was sexy. And so they wanted me to prepare these lines that they could play out loud in the bedroom while they had sex. And one of the examples was like, he doesn't fuck you as good as I do. And I'm like, okay, dog, I really don't think I want to be a part of that. And I thought about it long and hard, and I thought, man, that's hilarious. Like, the idea that I'm verbally cucking you is hysterical to me. Also, the fact that you're paying. But now that I say it out loud, I wish I would have done it. I don't know what I would, like, how do you practice that? Like, yeah, because it's not encouraging. I wasn't like, yeah, fuck her good. It was like, yeah, you don't fuck her good. I wonder if I still have his, you know what, now, like, he's the whistle dick of the week because he wouldn't be upfront about it. That's why I made him the whistle dick of the week. He's also a whistle dick because he's just a cuck, I guess, a verbal cuck. I don't know. But, you know, normally voice jobs aren't anywhere near that interesting. But anyway, I'm looking at the clock. I'm running out of time. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you like me, again, my name is K. Thomas Zipper. I also go by Zip. I'm a writer and podcaster over at the No Redeeming Qualities podcast. You can find that at nrqpodcast.com. It is a weekly comedy podcast. We have a new episode drop every Monday morning. And on top of that, we also do some, I guess, educational stuff. Like every year we do an alternative to Shark Week. This year it was Gator Week. And Jeff has actually talked about it on the podcast before, but I wrote and starred in an audio drama, like an old radio play, called Wheels of Justice. It's about the fake investigation into who pushed the governor of Texas down a staircase in his wheelchair. And because in real life, Governor Greg Abbott is a paraplegic man. And so it's a parody of the true crime genre, because me and Bob were like these true crime podcasters. They're just raking in fucking dough. So we should do it. And we turned out we kind of sucked at making a true crime podcast. So it's like, let's make a fake one. And that's what we did. So that's called Wheels of Justice. I think it's great. I'm in it, though, and I wrote it. But I think it's great. And I think you will, too. Also, if you want to support Jeff K., you can go to patreon.com/Jeff K. And as long as you pledge at least $4 a month, you get an entire extra episode of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Normally with Jeff, but hey, I guess I'm now in the in the West Virginia Surf Report canon. So if you guys like me, maybe I'll be back around again. If you guys absolutely hated me, put it in the comments so we know. And next time Jeff goes out of town, we'll find somebody else. But anyway, again, I am Zip, and this has been the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Jeff is going to be back on Monday. Yeah, he poked her butt with his dick and got thrown out. And so he had to sit in a hot oven car for a couple hours in a parking lot.